This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. Had a few of those moments when I was going, come on, little recorder. Come on, little recorder. Yeah, the day is coming when I'm going to have to replace this recorder. Just going to try to go as long as I can. I think it's episode 801. I think we blew past episode 800 without really saying anything. So there's that milestone. It's been a good week. Got plenty of stuff done at work. Obviously crossed over into a new month. Had a little excitement here and there, but not too bad. We've got end of month coming up, so that's going to be exciting because we did a reorganization of some of the assigned twos, they're called, and we don't think it's going to cause any problems, but you never know till you get there. I had written a script to do a big modification on some transactions and thought I had everything in play, and lo and behold, I didn't. So we had to get that fixed this morning, but we got that taken care of. We think, hopefully, it will clear tonight and everything will be good. So that's all under control and good. I thought Marvin the Martian went well. People seemed to enjoy it. It was kind of a mess to work with and a bit precarious, but all in all, it was fine. When I went to do my video, well, first of all, the mechanisms, some of the mechanisms were working fine. The little anger thing that comes down was not working as well as it could, but it was okay. Then when I was driving home, the whole big head flopped over and kind of pushed hard, and it kind of got cattywampus. But that was on Saturday, so it was fine. So I had to kind of walk my way through the video of yanking and pulling on stuff to get the effects involved. But it was fine. That worked fine. And we got the video put up, and so now it's stored away down in the basement. Next year, I'll haul it back out, and I have to make a new helmet for it because the stuff that I used was just too heavy. So I'm going to take all of that off and then just buy some thinner foam that will be easier to paint and will actually hold paint better. It was a yoga mat because it was thin and light. But there's certain types of paints with certain types of foam that they use on yoga mats that it never really dries. It just stays gummy. And I got into that combination with this, but then when I would spray paint over the top of it with green, then everything was fine. So it's just a little weird. But I have to replace that, and then I have to kind of straighten things around and get everything moving again in there. And I ran out of time with covering up some of the backplate stuff with material that was the same color as the bodysuit that I was wearing, so I have to do that. There's one more little piece that snapped on in front that hid the bottom part of my face, and gotta do that. So there's a few little things that I've gotta get done for next year, but for this year, we're done. So basically all the costumes now are good until December. And in December, I'm doing Pretend You're a Time Traveler Day, which is fun. So I've started to look at sketches for that stuff and started to figure out how I can build out that stuff. And I'm reading up on LED screens and, going to figure out how we can wire some of that stuff up and learn to program it through some kind of an Arduino controller. It'll be fun. New little experiences. There will be lots of little pieces to put together for the time traveler costume that I'm thinking about, but I think it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I actually used AI, specifically DALL-E 3 or Bing. I just used Bing Copilot, which is using DALL-E 3. Said futuristic time traveler in a carbon fiber bodysuit with lots of gadgets. And so It was interesting because I tried basically that same prompt on several. I didn't try it on Midjourney, which maybe I should try to figure out how to do things, something on Midjourney. I used that same prompt on a bunch of different things, and none of it was as good as DALL-E 3. But I didn't try Midjourney. So maybe tonight, after I get my writing done, I'll kind of dig in and figure out how to get started on Midjourney and see if I can have it generate something, see what it looks like, go from there. So that's all good. Costumes are all good. I don't even think I have any repairs on costumes that I need to do between now and December, so I'm coasting. That gives me plenty of time to get this pretend you're a time traveler day worked out. But we'll get that worked out. And it'll be fine. Writing is going fine. I have like 3 more weeks. And then I'm done with, or maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks? No, like 2 weeks, because I'm almost up to 130,000 words. I should have 130,000 words by Saturday, and then I usually go to about 150, so then it's just a matter of writing it out. I think I've got everything set up to do what we need to do on the end, and I think I've got the epilogue in mind, so I just have to get it written out now, and then start thinking about cover. Gotta think about a cover, try to figure out what we're gonna do for a cover. But we'll get that all figured out. We'll get some costumes bought for the kids, do some shoots, etc., etc. And then that will wrap up book 21. And hopefully, towards the end of September, we will start on book 22. Yeah! Because then there's only 3 more. So, seems impossible. So all of that is good. I actually don't have any notes for today. This whole thing has been momentous enough that this is just so interesting to watch all of this. And the other thing that's been so interesting about this, about the presidential election, is that the people who be in charge, specifically of the Democratic Party, really believe they can just do whatever they want and no one's going to call them on it. At least no one that quote-unquote matters is going to call them on it. And it's really fascinating to watch. I was listening to one commentator saying that they had heard from people in the know about what really happened with Joe Biden, because obviously he was saying, "I'm running, I'm running, I'm running. Only an act of God would stop me from running. I'm the one who can defeat Donald Trump. I'm it. And Joe Biden being an egotist, I absolutely did not believe he would step down. Now, a lot of times I said, unless they blackmail him with something or kill him. And I think they were kind of getting to the point of ordering up the assassination. But according to the latest that I heard someone talking about, which I respect them as someone who would know, they claimed, this person I was listening to talk, they claimed that what happened is that Obama and Nancy Pelosi and whoever is in the Senate, Schumer, called up Joe Biden and told him, "Okay, you're done. So you're going to drop out of the race, and if you don't drop out of the race, we're going to invoke the 25th Amendment. And it's going to ruin your legacy, and all people will remember is that you had to resign due to senility. So if you don't resign right now, then it's done." Of course, he was away at Camp David because he supposedly had COVID. And, when he did come back, there was this long pause before he addressed the nation. And then when he addressed the nation, he really didn't say anything. He just said that he was bailing out. So Gonna wave goodbye. Hello, hello, hello. My neighbor is out mowing his lawn. It's Thursday. He has a big lawn, but he really enjoys mowing it, so, you know, it's good. Yeah, so that was all very interesting, and so supposedly those big three just told him he was done and told him if he didn't resign that they were going to invoke the 25th Amendment, and then they told Kamala Harris that she was going to be next in line and she could give it a run, and if her poll numbers got bad, they were just going to get rid of her too. And you're listening to this stuff and go, wait a minute, all that, this isn't really a democratic process here. This is not the way things are supposed to work. The Democrats are supposed to vote. They're supposed to pick their candidate. You know, they aren't supposed to have autocrats deciding that, for instance, I'm getting my mail, deciding that, for instance, RFK Jr. is not allowed to run as a Democrat, and just pushing him out and changing the rules in what, the New Hampshire primary, that if you set one foot in New Hampshire, that all of your votes are automatically going to go to Joe Biden. I mean, there's all this really heavy-handed stuff going on over there. And of course, now the divine appointment has come through that Kamala Harris is the new, you know, she's going to get sworn in. She's going to be the person. She has the delegates behind her. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just very interesting. It's also very interesting that Kamala Harris has yet to give a news conference. Because why should she? When she can just read pre-canned speeches. And it is true that she is a much better speaker than Joe Biden. And it is true that she can read a teleprompter. But is that really what we have at this point for qualifications for being president? Well, you just have to be able to read a teleprompter. And if you can read a teleprompter, the powers that be will tell you what to say, you will say it, and then everybody will clap and applaud at what a brave and courageous leader you are. You know, this is not... I don't think this is what our founding fathers had in mind when they were talking about an office of the presidency. I think they expected that there would be more of an executive. Of course, I don't think they ever intended the executive branch to be as powerful as it has become either. Or the governmental agencies, which didn't even exist during the founding of the Constitution, didn't expect those governmental agencies to just turn into a fourth arm of government that just controls so much. So we seem to have strayed. We seem to have strayed. And that's the way power works. So it will be very interesting to see how this all works out. The other thing that's fascinating is to watch the media invoke the same playbooks, the legacy media, corporate media, whatever you want to call them, invoke the same playbooks as they did with Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden, up until he wasn't, was strong and powerful and never been a better version of Joe Biden, and everything's great. And then as soon as it was blatantly obvious to everyone that that's not true, then it had to be, I can't believe we've been deceived. Oh, have you really been deceived? So we're in that stage now where it's Kamala Harris is the most brilliant, astute, seasoned veteran leader that we've ever seen. You know, so there's all this. And it's really, it's very amusing to me that anybody would believe that. It's like people just switch off their brain and they're just told what they're, and they're just so terrified that Trump will get elected as president that they're just gleeful and overjoyed that now they can point to Kamala Harris and say, see how brilliant and astute she is. But we've had 3.5 years of hearing her say things that are just ridiculous. And we've had 3.5 years learning that she runs a very tempestuous office staff, that she's frequently cursing people out, that she has a really high turnover rate. But I was looking at, it's like Reagan was, or Trump was like 72% turnover, and Biden was like 75%, and Kamala Harris was like 90%+ turnover rate, because people just can't take it for long and they just resign. But we're all looking the way away at this point. And Kamala Harris seems to just have had a come to Jesus moment on a lot of different issues, because everything she said before, suddenly she doesn't believe any of that stuff anymore. She's a moderate.
Oh, man.
It's just so amusing to watch this stuff. So we'll just see. And honestly, yes, if they keep her tightly controlled, and they write all her speeches, and she never talks to the press, and they drill her like crazy for a debate performance, you know, who knows? She may be our next president. And if she is, America will get exactly what it deserves. So, you know, because if your memory doesn't last longer than like a week, well, okay. You know? Okay. This is Phil Farron, and I have made it home.